So we got to the last three lines of Chaf Tes Mabez. The Gemara is quoting from the end of the first Mishnah. The Mishnah had said this din that Zaklal, that anybody reading back from the Lashon of Mishnah, that where's that line? Hold on a second. Zaklal, call Mesech as Raglav Ton Tfila. Anyone who makes katanim needs to, rather a gedolim needs to go to the mikvah. V'chol ha'meitim mayim, who makes katanim ton kiddush yadayim v'gam, needs to wash his hands and his feet. So the next few lines is going to be a bit of a quite descriptive, graphic descriptions. So the Gemara says, last three lines now, bishlama, this makes sense. Raglaim, the reason why he has to wash his hands after going to the bathroom, mishum nitotis, because nitotis from the mayor raglaim might fall on his legs, so he needs to clean off his legs. Eliyadai, my time. And what's the reason why he needs to wash his hands? So Amar Rabbi Abba, Zos Ameris, this comes to teach us, going into Daf Lamed Amar Aleph now, Mitzvah L'Shavshev. There's a Mitzvah L'Shavshev, Rashi explains on the top here. Mitzvah L'Shavshev B'yodo, Nitzotot Shemir Aglaim HaNitzin Al Raglav, that if there's some of the Meir Aglaim falls on his legs, Shelo Yatza Ben Chutz, he should not walk outside this way. V'nira Kikir Shifcha, looks like he's Kikir Shifcha, which means he can't have children. She'ein Meir Aglaim Mikalchen El Shosin, the Meir Aglaim doesn't come out, but rather it drips. And Vikar Shifcha Ein Amolet, such an individual does not have the ability to have children. V'yom Rabbanav She'einam Shelo, people are going to suspect that his children are not his children, because that indicates he's not able to have children in such a way. So therefore, there's a mitzvah l'shavshev biyado, to clean off the merig line that might be on his legs or feet. He should use his hands to clean it off. And for that reason, he needs to wash both his hands and his legs. So Gemara says, top line now, Messiah Leilu Rabbi Abba, Dhamma Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Ami rather, Asala Adam Sheyata Binitotot Sheal Gabe Raglav. A person cannot walk outside with meraglaim that are on his feet. Mipnei Shinir Kikira Shivcha, looks like he's a Kara Shivcha, Umotzi Laza Banav Shein Mamzer. People are going to start saying that his children, not his children, it's going to be Motzi Laz. So Gemara now says, Amar Papa Tsoe Bimkomo Aser Likros. If there's tzoa, if there's excrement in osama, in the makom, Rashi explains here, minek of pitabas, also likos kriyashma. So the tzoa in that part of his body, so a person cannot recite shema. So Gemara asks the question, hey chidami, what exactly is this scenario whereby tzoa is bimkoma? Eden niras, if it's something that's visible, pshita, of course he can't say shema if the tzoa is the nira. Ida lo niras, if it's not visible yet, so then lo nitna torah lo malach esharis. How's a person to know? Are we malachim to know? If it's not niras, how is he supposed to know there's tzoa there? So Gemara says, Lo tzricha, it's not needed. The Yoshev v'niras, omer v'niras. If he sits, it's visible. If he stands, it's not visible. So in some way, it's a quasi-niras. And therefore, the din of Rapapa is the tzoa in such a makom is also likros kriyashma. So asks Gemara, Maishna mitzoa abisar. Why should this be any different than if there's tzoa on his skin anywhere, on his flesh? Why would it be different if it's tzoa in a bimkoma? So Gemara answers, Zitmar tzoa abisaro. If there's tzoa on his flesh, perhaps he's standing outside, but his hand is sticking inside a window in a bathroom of some sort. There's a machlok is whether or not the person could say Shema. Rav Huna Amar Mutar Likros Kriyashma. Rav Chisda Amar Asur Likros Kriyashma. So there's a machlokas. So how come if tzoa is on the basar, there's a machlokas whether it's allowed or not? But if tzoa is bimkoma, everybody agrees it's Asur to recite Shema. So the Gemara answers, because kriyashma bimkoma, rather bimkoma, nafish zuma, shol bimkoma, lo nafish zuma. If the tzoa is bimkoma, so it's more potent, if you will, and therefore it's aser regardless. But if it's not bimkoma, but a person's touching the tzoa, the zuma is not as strong, and therefore it's a machlokes between the Rav Chisda, Rav Huna, and Rav Chisda. So Gemara now says, Tanu Rabbanan, halfway down the Amud here, halacha b'suda. So there's a certain halachas of suda. We find a few places in Shas. We discuss different aspects of derech eretz in how one eats. So here the Gemara says, halacha b'suda, adam yotzei lahashin, mayim, note the yadav achas, v'nichnas. The person has to step outside the suda. He needs to go to the bathroom, katanim, so he needs to just wash one hand, and he comes back and continues his suda. Diber im chaver v'hiflik, the person steps away from the suda and he talks to a person for a long amount of time, so when he returns, he needs to be no-tail shteyadav, he needs to wash both hands, in this case, v'nichnas, and he comes back in and joins the meal. The reason is because since he was out for a while, so he's mesech daito from the suda, and he wasn't watching over his hands, Rashi explains, and since Yadai and Askanio saying they get very busy, we are concerned that maybe both hands got dirty, and therefore he needs to wash both hands if he spoke with a person for a long period of time. So the Gemara then says and qualifies, Uchshehu Notel, when he does wash his hands, Lo Yital B'Chutz V'Kanes, he should not wash his hands outside where people can't see him, B'Pnei Chashav, people are going to suspect that he didn't wash his hands. Ela Nichnas V'Yoshev, he should come inside first and sit down, B'Mkomo, and then Notel Shayadav, and then wash his hands in front of everybody so they see him washing that his hands are clean. So then afterwards, machsir tefiach al ha'orchen, and then he kind of passes the coast around for people to wash hands also if they need to wash their hands. So the Gemara then says, Amr of Chista, lo amr el lishos. So this is only true if he comes back inside in order to drink. Does he need to wash the hands in the presence of people? Because some people might, you know, I'm only drinking, I'm not touching the water, I'm not touching the wine, I don't need to wash the hands. The pira choshet, he might not wash his hands, so wash hands in the presence of all the guests. Aval le'echel, if the guy is coming back to eat, so then he's allowed to be notel mibuchot v'nichtas. He can wash outside and then come in afterwards because everybody knows the miyad yada danina daite. No one's going to go to the bathroom and then come and eat food without washing their hands first. So we don't have to avoid any chashad here. He can wash even outside. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, v'ana afilu lishos nami miyad yada danina daite. Rav Nachman about himself says, I was very, very particular and I would not even drink without washing my hands first, so I'd be allowed to seemingly even wash hands outside, not in front of everybody. Okay, so that ends the dinim of the Hilchos Suda and various halachas related to Meriglaim and so on. So now the Mishnah gets back to the story. We discussed the first mission of the Perek here, that the Kohen Gadol would go to the mikvah first thing in the morning, right? We discussed the shechting the carbon early, and then the end of the Mishnah says the Kohen Gadol goes down to the mikvah. So the Gemara said, the Mishnah now tells us, the new Mishnah in the bottom of Lamed tells us as follows. Ein adam nichnas liazara laavoda afilu tahor ad shiyitpol. There's a din. A person is not allowed to enter the base of Migdash unless he goes to the mikveh first. Even if he's tahor, there's a requirement to go to the mikveh every single morning before entering into the azara. So the Mishnah says two things here. It says one is ein nichnas, and then it says laavoda. Is it about the knisa into the base of Migdash even without doing an avoda, or is it specifically entering to do an avoda? But let's say a guy is coming to enter the base of Migdash, but not with the intent of doing the avoda. Do you have to go to the mikveh or not? So Rashi weighs in here. Rashi writes in the Mishnah, La'avoda la'davka. Even though the Mishnah does single out la'avoda, it doesn't really mean la'avoda. De'ein adam nichnas la'azara ad shiyitbal. A person is not allowed to enter the base of Mikdash until he goes to the mikveh, even if he does not plan to do the avoda. That's the understanding of Rashi. Others to say otherwise, that may only dafka la'avoda. Fine, but that's the Rashi shita. So the Mishnah then says further, Chamesh tzvilos v'asar kiddushin tovel kohen gadol u'mekadesh bobayom. There's a total of five different dips. The Kohen Gadol goes into the mikveh five times. We're going to see the upcoming Mishnahs are going to discuss whenever he changes from Big Day Zav to Big Day Lavan. And Big Day Lavan to Big Day Zav, he always has to go to the mikveh. But before going to the mikveh, he washes his hands and legs first, goes to the mikveh, and then washes his hands a second time. So each tefillah is accompanied with two washing of hands, one before, one afterwards. So that totals five tefillahs, and asara kiddushin, he goes into the mikveh. And the Mishnah says further, V'chulan, all of them, B'kodesh al Beis HaParva. If you remember, we discussed this a few days ago, one of the Kvalos was in the Kodesh area above the Beis Parva. One of the Lishchos, that was in the Kodesh, that was in the Azara. That's where he would go to the Mikvah. Chutz Mizo, except for this one, Bilvad, the first one in the morning that the Kohen Gadol goes into and that everybody else has to go into the Mikvah before coming to the Beis HaMikdash was in an area that was Chol. But all the remaining Tefillahs was in the area above the Beis Parva. And then the Mishnah concludes, Parsu Sadin Shalbut Beinu Levein Am. When he'd change his clothing, they'd actually hold up a little curtain, a white curtain, so nobody would see him undressing, and he'd go to the mikveh. The Mishnah, the Gemara is going to tell us why was it made of butz, to remind him that he's going to be wearing Big Day Lavan that was made of butz. That's why they use that type of cloth to remind him. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Chutz Mizo, except for the first one, Harishon, Rashi says on the Mishnah still, She'eno Ba'chova Lioma Kippurim Da'koyoma Nami Isa. The first tefillah of the day was not because of Yom Kippur. That was because every single day there's a requirement to go to the mikvah prior to entering the Beis HaMikdash. Aval tefillos habalos chovel Yom Kippurim. The additional tefillos, the four other tefillos, came about because of Yom Kippur. Ksib Bahem, it says by those tefillos on Yom Kippur, Nachrimos, b'makom kodesh, b'makom kadosh, b'nyano d'achrimos. So that's why that had to be in a tefillah in the mikvah that was in the area of the Azara. So now the Gemara records the following discussion. Shalu as Benzoma, Tfilazu Lama. He wanted to know, what was the nature of this first tefillah of the day? Rashi explains, tefillah zu shel kol shachar. Every single morning, before you enter to the base of mikdash, you have to go to the mikvah. Lama l'tahor. If I know I'm tahor, why do I need to go to the mikvah beforehand? I'm ready tahor. So the Gemara explains, Amar lehem, the response was, Ben Zoma responded, Maha mishana mikodesh lakodesh, umimakum she'anosh kares, lemakum she'anosh kares. Just like when the Kohen Gadol has to change his clothing from one Big Day Kodesh to another Big Day Kodesh, from Big Day Zav to Big Day Lavan, or Big Day Lavan to Big Day Zav, or, and also, he goes from an area that's Karis, like the Heichal to Kosh Kedashim, Kosh Kedashim to the Heichal, these different areas, and all those, Taun Tevila, requires Tevila as he changes each location, as he changes each set of clothing. HaMeshana Michol HaKodesh, a person elevates from Big Day Chol to Big Day Kodesh. Or Mimakum Shein Anish Karis, he comes from the outside, where there's no Anish Karis, without Tevila, and he enters in Lamakum Shein Anish Karis, Eino Din Shaton Tevila, certainly he should require Tevila in this instance, because you're elevating in Kodesh. So what's coming out from this Gemara is, typically, Tevila is for the purposes of Tumah, Tumah Latara. But the Gemara is telling us here, it's not for Tumah V'Tahara in this instance, this is actually because of Kedusha purposes. A person goes to the mikvah, it goes to add a level of Kedusha. A great example would be Tevilas Kelim. We have to, whenever you buy a keli, you have to put it in the mikvah. There's no Tumah V'Tahara there, it wasn't Tumah before him, but there's a certain element of Kedusha the Gemara describes in the Yushami. There's a Kedusha you could add to someone. A person who's Tahara could also add Kedusha onto himself by going into the mikvah. So that's what the Gemara in essence, I think, is saying, that this is not because of Tumah V'Tahara. This is about elevating yourself in the levels of Kedusha. So from Kodesh to Kodesh requires Tevila. Certainly from Chol to Kodesh requires a Tevila as well. That's the understanding of Ben Zoma, the first Tevila of the day. Comes along now, Rabbi Yehuda, the last three lines of the Amud here. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Srach Tevila Hizu. This Srach Tevila, Lashon of a Srach is always Lashon like a Dinder Abadon. It's not really a Dinder Isa. It's a Srach Tevila Hizu. Kidei, She Yizkor Betuma, Yishana, Shebiyado, Vifrosh. Perhaps if he goes to the mikvah, he'll be reminded that maybe he was Tameh, he didn't remember, but maybe this reminder that he was Tameh last night, he was involved with the Sheretz, let's say. He became Tameh, and he'll say, you know what? Now, thanks for reminding me. Let me step outside the base mikdash. It's a zecher ba'alma. If you look at the Rashi, how he explained this, last four lines of the Amud, Srach tvila hizu, ein kan chova mina Torah. There's no obligation to go to the mikvah first thing in the morning if you know your Torah. Ela l'srach ulitvos b'shem tvila. It's really just hold on to the word tvila, even if the tvila is not a good tvila. We'll see the Gemara is going to discuss on tomorrow's daf whether chatzitza will be a problem. This tefillah is simply just to remind you. You could like splash water in the guy's face, in theory, just to remind him of this. So we'll see how seriously they took this tefillah. But certainly, the motivation was only a din d'rabanan. Why, says Rashi? Kedei la'alos alev. So it should perhaps remind the individual, she'ein tefillah ela l'tameim. Tefillah is only for one who's tameh. And then maybe it's going to jog his memory. V'losis l'lavo, l'levo, im yesh tumah alav. He'll remember if he had tummy upon him. V'yizkor tumah yishan. He'll remember an old tumah alav, yishicha, that he forgot about. V'yifrosh milavo la'azara hayom. He'll separate. He won't enter into the base of Mikdash. Ad sheyarev shimsho, until he goes, until the sun sets. Because a person who needs to go to the mikvah needs a tevila, plus also herv shemesh. So he needs to leave the base of Mikdash until sunset. And achatvila velo yavod hayom, he won't do avoda. So according to Ben Zoma, it sounds like it's a real din daraisa to go to the mikveh every single morning. It's an Indian of kedusha, and according to Behuda, it's simply a din dirabanan to remind the person of perhaps there was a tumah that he forgot about. So the Gemara now wants to know, b'mai kamithli, what exactly is the nafkamina between Ben Zoma and the shita of Rabbi Yehuda? So the Gemara says now in Amud Beis as follows: ba'achule avoda kamithli, achule is lashon of chalal. Mechal avoda. If one performs the avoda without going to the mikvah first thing in the morning, if he's tahor. If he's tahor, if he's tameh, it's certainly mechal avoda. But let's say he's tahor, and he doesn't go do that initial tefillah in the morning, will that be mechal the avoda, or will it not be mechal the avoda? So the Gemara explains, ba'chuli avoda kamithagi, that's the essence of the machlokes here, or that's the nafkamina. Leben Zoma machil avoda, because he felt it was a real din deraisa. And if he didn't go to the mikvah, that means the avoda is going to be chalal. The Rebbe Yehuda lo machal avoda, because for him it was simply a zichron ba'alma, just to remind him. But it wasn't a requirement, and seemingly it would not be mechal the avoda. So the Gemara says, the Ben Zoma mi machil. According to Ben Zoma, will he think that the avoda will be mechulal? Is that really true? Even though he requires it, and he thinks it's a din deraisa, doesn't necessarily translate to mean that the avoda would be possible if he did it without the mikvah. Now, Tanya, doesn't the Brisa clearly state that Ben Zoma agrees that the avoda is good even without the tefillah? What's the Brisa? That the Kohen Gadol shelo tavo, v'lo kiddush bein beged lebeged bein avoda lavoda avodasa ksheira. That if the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur doesn't do the tefillahs, doesn't do Mekadosh Yadav Ragla between the different avodas, between the different begadim, it's still kosher b'di'evin. Echad Kohen Gadol, the Echad Kohen Hedot, whether regular Kohen Gadol, count Kohen Hedot, or the Kohen Gadol, shlo kiddush Yadav Ragla v'shachris, v'avod avodaso, avodasa psula. So if he does the avoda without washing his hands, however, it's possible. The tefillah does not disqualify it. The Kiddush Yadav Ragla does disqualify. So we are focusing on the tefillah right now. So the Braisa clearly states that the tefillah doesn't work. Now the tefillah, as the Braisa is describing, is only the Kohen Gadol. But if the Kohen Gadol, which is a much more serious level of tefillah, if that's not Mechal the Avoda of Yom Kippurim, certainly it should not be Mechal the Avoda of the rest of the year. Look how Rashi says this. Rashi says, I thought there was a Rashi here, maybe not. But either way, look at Rashi. Uven Zoma mi Machal, three lines down. The whole source for Ben Zoma, that you have to go to the mikveh every morning, is learned out from the Kohen Gadol Yom HaKippurim. So if the Kohen Gadol Yom HaKippurim is not Mechal Avodah, certainly the rest of the year shouldn't be Mechal Avodah either. V'hu Atzmo, the Kohen Gadol himself, shelo tava v'lo kiddush b'Yom HaKippurim, bein bigdei zav l'bigdei lavan, shumashana b'avodasa k'sheira, kal v'chomer then, the Kohen Hedyot, who doesn't do the tefillah morning, should not be Mechal Avodah either. So that cannot be the Nafkamina. The Nafkamina is not be Machal Avodah. Everybody agrees that Avodah will be good b'di'evit. Ella, l'mekem ba'ase k'miflagi, the Gemara suggests. To be subject to the is, was he bevatel an ase? L'ben zoma koi ba'ase, you violated an ase, or maybe fulfilled an ase. Rabbi Yehuda lo koi ba'ase. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, l'ben zoma, around six narrow lines down, l'ben zoma ka'alai ba'ase, b'kavachomer de kain gadol shover ba'ase. If the Kohen Gadol doesn't go to the tefillah, the mikvah, he certainly violates an asay. So too, according to Ben Zoma, if you miss the first tefillah morning, you also violate an asay. Kedichseve v'rachas es bisar b'mayim ulevesham. That the Kohen Gadol has a requirement to go to the mikvah when he when between the begadim, that's an asay, and if he doesn't, he violates an asay. So too, a Kohen Hedyot who learns it din from the Kohen Gadol would also be subject to an asay according to Ben Zoma, but not according to Rebbe Yehuda. So Gemara says, wait a second. Umi Islay the Rebbe Yehuda high svara. Does Rebbe Yehuda really hold of this svara? Is that really true? So the what svara? So Rashi explains here. Mi Islay the Rebbe Yehuda hach svara the masizin of the Mishnah sheyu kol hanichnasin lazara tzichin tefila. So right now let's stop there for a second. Right now the nafkamina is there an asay or is there no asay? Ben Zoma thinks there's an asay in going to the mikveh every morning. Rebbe Yehuda thinks there is no asay. It's simply a zecher ba'ama a din derabanan. But now the Gemara is challenging Rebbe Yehuda shita. Does Rabbi Yehuda really think that every person who goes to the Beis HaMikdash every morning has to go to the mikvah? So we have a brisa that seems to say that we have one group of individuals who do not need to go to the mikvah in the morning. So what's the brisa? V'hatani, the brisa says, Mitzora tovel v'omed bishar nikner. The Mitzora, the way it worked for the Mitzora, he went to the mikvah on day 7. Now he comes back day 8, and is after becoming tahor. And now he has to put his thumbs and his big toes to get sprinkled on the whole process of the Tara process. So there, when he comes in day 8, the Tanakhama holds you have to go to the mikvah another time. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, why does he go on day 8? You already went day 7 to the mikvah. There's no reason to repeat it again. So the Braisa says, again, V'atanya, Mitzora Shetova, Tovel V'Omei, Bishar Nikdar. He goes on day 8 to the mikvah again, even though he went yesterday. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eino Tzarech Tevila, Shekvar Tavo Me'erev. You don't need to do the mikvah a second time. You already went to the mikvah day 7. Why repeat it day 8? So, but doesn't Rabbi Yehuda hold? Every person goes to the mikvah, now everyone goes to the base of Mikdash, needs to go to the mikvah. So why doesn't the Mitzora on day 8 have to go to the mikvah because he's going to the base of Mikdash? So Gemara says, you can't ask a question from that Braisa. Hahu Kidatani Taima, Shekvar Tavo Me'erev. Rabbi Yehuda tells us the reason. He already went to the mikvah yesterday. He's already aware that he's very careful not to become tamei a second time. Rabbi Yehuda, when Rabbi Yehuda required a mikvah to go to the Beis HaMikdash, that was a stam person. But a Mitzora, who already went on day 7, he's going to be careful not to become tamei day 8. So that's why he doesn't require a mikvah. But outside of this one exception of a Mitzora, every other person who goes into the Beis HaMikdash must go into the mikvah first. So Gemara says, Udekarile my karile. What exactly was that question? That's a phrase the Gemara uses. That was such an easy answer. The Gemara really thought that was a good kasha. The Gemara itself says the answer. The Braisa says, Mishim de kabai lemirma. So the Gemara answers, why we raise the question? If the answer was so obvious, why waste the time of asking the question to Rabbi Yehuda? The answer was right there. Shekfar talo mi be'er. So Gemara says, you're right. This was not really a strong question, but he wanted to use this as a springboard to ask another question from this Braisa. So Gemara says, Mishum de kabay lemirma acharisa aleh. They wanted to ask a steer between two different Braisas now. One Braisa we just saw about this Mitzorah, Rabbi Huda says, the Mitzorah does not need to go to the mikvah on day 8. But there's another Braisa that argues and says the Mitzorah does need to go to the mikvah on day 8. So what's that Braisa? So Gemara says, Lishchas ha-Mitzorayim, the Lishcha, the chamber where the Mitzorayim would go, Shasham Mitzorayim Tovlin, that's where the Mitzorah would go. Rabbi Huda Omer, Lo Mitzorayim Bilvad Amru, Ela Kol Adam. So Rabbi Huda says, not only would the Mitzorah go into the mikvah, but every person would go to the mikvah in that area. So Rabbi Huda clearly holds that a Mitzorah, when he comes on day 8 in this Braisa, does require going to the mikvah a second time. But the Braisa previous to this says, Rabbi Huda says, you don't have to go on day 8 because he already went day 7. So why does how do you reconcile this stira between the Braises, whether or not the Mitzorah, according to Rabbi Huda, requires tefillah on day 8, or does not require a tefillah on day 8? And that was the reason why he brought the initial Braisa, just to lead into this question, this stira. And the Gemara says, lo kasha, there's no contradiction between the Braises. They're talking about two different scenarios. Had the tavil, had the lo tavil. When the Braises says that he does not need to go to the mikvah day 8, that's because when he was ready tavil on day 7. But the second Braisa that says that the Mitzorah does have to go to the mikvah, that's when he was not Tovel on day 7. Very simple solution. So Gemara says, that's not really good enough, because E delo Tovel. If he didn't go on day 7, and he goes on day 8 now, he's not fully Tower, Hair of Shemesh Bay. You have to wait until the evening, until sunset, to be able to put your hands in the into the base of Mikdash to go through the Tower process. So that's not going to satisfy us. Fine. Ela E divi de Tovel. Both cases, both Braises are when the Mitzorah went to the mikvah day 7. So what's the machlokas whether he has to go day 8 or not? So Gemara says, had asach daite, hadil asach daite, whether he's meseach daite or not. If he went day 7 to mikvah, and he was always focused on saying Torah, not touching his sheretz, not touching this, not touching that, so that he is low meseach daito, he does not need to go on day 8. But if he was meseach daito, from when he went last to the mikvah on day 7, he would require going to the mikvah a second time on day 8. So Gemara says, that too is problematic. Because e asach daita, if he did lose his focus and was unaware of where his hands, where his body was, then it's not enough to simply go to the mikveh, actually. Hazas shlishi ushvi bai. You need to actually go through a whole process of the mechatas, the paraduma, to be sprinkled on day 3 and day 7. The Amar Rebbe Dustai bar Masan Amar Rebbe Yochanan hesach hadas. A person that becomes completely unaware of what he's been doing. So then, tzarech hazas shlishi ushvi. You can't just walk into the base of Mikdash. Because we're concerned, maybe you came into contact with Tamei Meis. And to be Tamei Meis in the base of Mikdash, we can't allow for that. So once you're Meseich Daito, which we can't even fathom that, we're always Meseich Daito. But imagine they lived a life where they were always focused on what they were touching, where they were going. So the moment you just lost focus, maybe even for an hour, we're Khoshish, maybe you touched too much Meis, you need days 3 and day 7, Paraduma, Mechatas. So it can't be a case of Meseich Daito and not Meseich Daito. Ella, the Gemara says you're right. Both scenarios, both braises, are when he was not meseich daito. He was completely aware. He went to the mikvah day 7. He was completely focused on what he was doing, where he was going. So what's the stira, whether he went to the mikvah day 8 again or not? V'lo kasha, had the tavil adas bias mikdash, had the tavil adas bias mikdash. When it comes to the mikvah, if you remember, the sugya is the end of Maseches Chagiga. A person could go to the mikvah, but you also have to have kavana what you're going to the mikvah for. So a person, for example, went to the mikvah to eat only chuma, but he did not have in mind to eat kudshim, he's not allowed to eat kudshim. Even though it's the same maisa tefillah, it's both in the mikvah, if your kavanah was not for a higher level of kedusha, you cannot participate. So here, the one guy went to the mikvah on day 7 as mitzvah without the intent of going to the base of mikdash. So his tefillah lacked the proper kavanah. That's the one who needs to go to the mikvah day 8 again with the proper kavanah that he's about to enter into the base of mikdash. But the guy who had it in mind when he went to the mikvah on day 7, they wants to use his tefillah to allow him to go to the base of mikdash tomorrow. That's where he would not need to repeat it on day 8. And that's the difference about his kavanah, adas bias mikdash, or lo adas bias mikdash. And then the Gemara makes another suggestion as to how this is not a steer between Rabbi Yehuda, ibais ema, tani, lo mitzorayin amru, ela kol adam. When Rabbi Yehuda initially had said, what's lishchas mitzorayin? That's where the Tanakhama says, where the mitzorah would go to the mikvah. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the mitzorah would not go to the mikvah. It doesn't say, the initial brisa says, lo mitzorayin bilvad amru, not only the mitzorah, but also kol adam. Now this language takes out the word bilvad. Rabbi Yehuda says, the Mitzorayim would not go to the mikvah there, because they already went yesterday. It was rather Kol Adam, everybody else would go to the mikvah, but not actually the mitzaron. So there's no steer anymore. Rabbi Yehuda holds they only go on day 7, and they don't need to go on day 8. And yet, a third answer is Ravina. Ravina says that Rabbi Yehuda was not actually working in his own world. In Rabbi Yehuda's world, you go day 7, and you're good to go. You don't need to go day 8. Rabbi Yehuda was responding to the Chachamim, in the Chachamim's world. And that's Ravina's understanding. This is a third and final answer. Ravina Amar, Rabbi Yehuda ledivreyem dirabanan kamerlu. Rabbi Yehuda is responding according to your understanding. Lididi, according to me, mitzora ein tzarach tvila. I don't require tvila for the mitzorim day 8. They already went day 7. In my world, there's no need for the mikvah. However, lididchu, according to you, odili, you should agree to me, though, that you're the one who hold that the mitzora needs to go to the mikvah on day 8. In your world, you should admit to me, Eze miyas delo mitzorim belvad amru. In your world, not only did the mitzorim need to go to the mikvah, ela kol adam, every person needs to go. Because Rabbi Yehuda, remember, Rabbi Yehuda's understanding was, everybody should go to the mikvah, because maybe they'll remember that they were tamei. So you hold, if Rabban, you hold mitzorah needs to go to the mikvah, but not only mitzorah, you should also hold every single person before going to the mikvah, requires going to, before going to the Beis HaMikdash, requires going to the mikvah first, because he might remember that he's tamei. So the Rabban respond back, they say, no. Mitzorah, I require the mitzorah to go to the mikvah first, because daish betumah, because the mitzorah was tamei for at least 7 days. He was engrossed in tumah. While a person's tamei, he does not need to be careful about things. So since he's not careful in general, we make him go to the mikvah yet another time. Remember, the last 7 days, he was all by himself. He was full of tumah. He didn't care because he was tamei anyways. He touched shruts and he touched the nevelas. So he goes to the mikvah day 7. But he's still, you know, used to touching tumah. So day 8, we require him to go to the mikvah another day. As opposed to kol adam, lo daish b'tumah. A regular person, he's not a mitzara. He's trying to avoid tumah. So we're not suspect that he's going to come into contact with Tumah. So Rabbanan did not require Kol Adam to go to the mikvah before him. So we'll come back just to be clear. There are three shitas here. Back to the Mishnah for a second. There's Ben Zoma, who says, Midaraisa, every single person needs to go to the mikvah. That's a din deraisa. Then there's Rabbi Yehuda, who requires every person to go to the mikvah as well, because maybe they're going to remember an old Tumah. But he does not require a Mitzora to go on the day 8, because he went day 7. There's a third shita now, which is the shita of the Rabbanan, that they require mitzora to go to the mikvah. They don't hold of a din deraisa every single morning. They are against Ben Zoma. But their whole concern is also, like Rabbi Yehuda, the same reasoning that they might remember an old tumah. But they only hold that's a concern by mitzora, who is so engrossed in tumah. But Shar Kol Adam, who are very careful not to touch tumah, he did not require this din deraisa of tefillah against Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara now says, okay. So Amar Leh Abaye, Abaye asks Rabbi Yosef, Neima Rabbanan de Pligi Aled Rabbi Yehuda Kiben Zoma Svilu. Do we say that these Rabbanan who argue in Rabbi Yehuda, like I just said, they don't require Kol Adam to go to the mikvah? Do we assume that they argue and hold like Ben Zoma Svilu? V'hai de Katani Mitzora Lo Diacha Koch de Rabbi Yehuda. So maybe do we assume, now I just told you otherwise, but now he's suggesting the following. Do we say everybody requires it? Does he really hold of Ben Zoma, that everyone requires a tefillah in the morning because it's a din deraisa, and the only reason why they're focusing on the mitzvah and the brayis is simply to argue on Rabbi Yehuda, but Ein Chanami Kol Adam needs to go to the mikvah in the morning like Ben Zoma? Oh, Dilma, perhaps, shiny mitzvah, maybe it's mitzvah is different. Really, he does not hold a Ben Zoma. There's no need to go to mikvah before he goes to the Beis HaMikdash, only by a mitzvah, because the Daish Betumah, and the Gemara concludes, like I told you, this is a third Chita, Armalei, shiny mitzvah, the Daish Betumah. That mitzvah is different because he was so engrossed in Tumah, we need to be extra careful, make him go to the mikvah a second time. So just to recap these last three Chitas, and we'll do the whole daf, is Ben Zoma requires every single morning, there's a mitzvah say. Rabbi Yehuda says it's only din derabanan to remind everyone, Kol Adam needs to, maybe as an old tumah, and the Racham hold only by a mitzora requires a din derabanan because they're daish b'tumah as opposed to Shar Adam. So let's quickly recap the Gemara. We start by talking about the end of the Mishnah, about the Indian of washing the hands and legs after the person goes to the bathroom, the Raglaim because Nitzotos, and the Adayim because Mitzvah L'Shafshef. And then we discuss the concept of the Tzoa Bimkoma, Asa Likos Kriyashma, the question of Nearest versus, no, low Nearest, Yoshev Yomeid. We connect this to Sugi of a person's hand has Tzoa, or it's in the base of Kisei, whether it's Asr or Mutter to recite Kriyashma. We discuss the halachas of Suda when a person leaves to go Lahashin Mayim, or goes to talk to the person washing one hand, washing two hands, washing in front of everybody, not washing in front of everybody. Then the Mishnah discussed the requirement to go to the mikveh every single morning before entering the base of Mikdash, and the 5 tefillahs and the 10 kiddushim of the Kohen Gadol Yom HaKippurim, which is in the Makom Kodesh on base Parva, as opposed to the first tefillah day is Makom Chol, and then Ben Doma says the reason why there's a tefillah is because of a Meshanim Mekodesh to Kodesh, and Begin the Begin requires tefillah, certainly one who goes from Chol to Kodesh, that Ben Doma held was a real din deraisa, and Yehuda Singh thinks it was a Srach tefillah to remind the person of an old Tumah. What was the nafkamina between Ben Doma and Rabbi Yehuda? The Gemara first suggested perhaps Mechal Avoda. The Gemara rejected that everybody agrees that if one did not go to the mikveh, it would not be Mechal the Avoda, as opposed to Kiddush Adam Yaglaim would be Mechal the Avoda. And they concluded the nafkamina is that whether or not a person is Mevata Asay, or not Mevata Asay, or perhaps Mekayim Asay, or not Mekayim Asay, that first tefillah of the morning. And then we discussed the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. There was a stira whether he required the Mitzvah to go day 8 or not. For one Bryce says he already went day 7, he doesn't need to do it again. The other Bryce says he has to go again day 8. A few suggestions. We concluded by saying that it was whether he had Kavana Labias Mikdash or not Kavana Labias Mikdash. The second answer was it didn't say Mitzvah and Bavad. He actually did not require a Mitzvah to go on day 8. Rather, he said Kol Adam, every person needs to go day 8, but not a Mitzvah. Ravina said that Rabbi Yehuda was working within the world of Rabbanan, and we ended up concluding that there were 3 Shitas. There's Ben Zoma, there's Rabbi Yehuda, and there's Shita of the Rabbanan. Okay, everybody have a wonderful day. Ricky, have a safe trip. We'll see you back in a couple weeks. Yes, sir.